Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Neville D for my good, right? Everything is working out for my good. You've got to believe that. You've got to believe that firmly. And know that every single thing is just working out for your good. The good and the bad. You know, we dread the bad, but they also do work out for our good at the end of the day. And we get encouraged, we trust God more, we get closer and closer to Him. And that's what matters. We're joined in the studio by Kenze Africa right here on 657 AM Radio Pulpit. He's our guest artist this afternoon. Good afternoon, and thank you so, so much for making time to speak to us on Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon, Mpo, and to all the listeners, and thank you for having me.
Are you well?
I am super blessed. I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm just in a good mood.
You're just in a good mood.
Yes.
I think it's only appropriate we start with your song.
Sure.
And then we come back and talk about the song, Mdali Womhlaba.
Yes.
And then we'll make our way back and talk a little bit about you and, you know, why you decided to journey in this industry. You know, we'll talk about that and so much more. So let's start with Kenze Africa, Mdali Womhlaba.
Thank you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
That's the sound of Kenze Africa, Mdali Womhlaba, on Radio Pulpit this wonderful afternoon. Good afternoon once again. Thank you so much for joining us. What's going through your mind as you listen to those beautiful sounds?
Good afternoon, Paul, once again, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. I'm just in awe. Today has been just filled with so much so much positiveness,
yeah,
as well as, you know, support and love, because we dropped the actual EP. The single that you're playing from Mdali dropped on the 15th of March. And just today, we dropped the whole EP with about 6 songs. Really, you know, admiring and praising God, looking at God being the creator of everything. You know, I begin that EP with a prelude that speaks about the greatness of God, how God is able to heal, to deliver, to give hope and restoration, and that just takes you through a journey. Then, if you listen to all the songs, they just take you to a place where probably you've never been, and if you've been, you experience it differently. So that's what is going through my mind. Just, you know, awe and praise and gratefulness really in my heart.
Beautiful. It really is exciting times for you. So let's give you drum rolls.
Thank you.
Cool. Congratulations.
I was waiting for a bang. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Well done, man. This is beautiful. To God be all the glory. Someone who's hearing you for the first time, a little bit about yourself before we get into your music and this project that you've just done.
Thank you so much. For someone that is listening, I am Kenze.Africa. I'm a believer. I'm a child of God who loves God, who is a servant. I serve a church in the praise and worship team. More than anything else, I do believe that I am just called to serve. I am from Katlehong in the East Rand. That's where I was born and raised. And I found myself finding God at high school at a very young age when I was doing my grade 9. And from there, I never looked back. But the singing part just came later, because I didn't think I can actually even be a recording artist. I just felt I was comfortable with just singing at church, ministering at church, and that's it.
I love that, though. Those are always beautiful beginnings, sets the tone, lays a good foundation. How important is that serving where you're coming from? I love how you emphasize servanthood and serving, because it's important. Christ himself came to serve. How did that really develop you, you know, as an artist? And why was it so vital for you to start there?
It has made me who I am today. And I do believe that even what I'm doing right now, it's part of ministry, me preaching the gospel. And I always believe that we are all called to serve, but in different ways. So I've always been a writer. I've always been writing. That's why I begin my project with a prelude, which is a poem, basically, that I wrote. I've always been a writer, and I love sharing my story, penning it down, and also just speaking in words so that people can just hear what maybe sometimes my mouth cannot say. So I do believe that through words that are pinned down, people are able to see our hearts and also be taken in a journey of our experiences.
And how are you in planning to incorporate that with your music, or is that something that you've done already?
I've done it already. So my entire EP is just based on the Word of God. It's a journey that takes you through to scriptures of, if you look at the song that you've just played already, it's a Psalm 146 verse 5, and if you just read the entire Psalm, you'll then find that the whole song is just based on God being a creator and a psalmist of David in the Bible. So the entire project is based on the Word of God. I felt I needed not to write outside of what I know and who God has been in my life.
But can we expect at some point to hear poetry in your songs, or spoken word even on some of the tracks going forward?
This is the beginning, and it is in two songs. So it's in the prelude, and also on the last song, I ended right there on a poetic note as well. So you will experience that. You will find that as time goes as well.
Beautiful. How has it? Okay, I can't exactly talk about the actual EP because it dropped today.
Yes.
And this is like.
You can actually.
Your first. Right, we'll talk about the single and how it's been received.
Sure.
I think it's only fair you can tell us how it's been received. I mean, it's been a month now.
Yes,
if my memory serves me well, a month after you've dropped it. How has it been doing so far?
It's been amazing from the day of the release, because we were able to top the charts on that day. And
beautiful.
Me, being a humble artist that is not known, it really humbled
Listen
me.
To you.
Honestly, it humbled me to actually drop my single on a day where big artists that I admire the most were also dropping. But still, I got the love, and people really received my music very well. And I can talk about today as well, because for me, I've experienced how people love my music and had anticipation for my project. Even today, dropping the music, I mean, we're trending on the gospel albums. We were number
Beautiful.
Two. My friends say, no, the first artist is international, so we don't count it. You were number one. As well as on the other genres as well, we're number 12. So that humbled me as well, to receive so much love from people, and also people sharing how the music is impacting their lives and their favorite songs. More than just saying, this is my favorite song, they're telling me stories on how the songs are ministering to them.
That is beautiful. That is absolutely wonderful. It's 25 minutes after 2 o'clock on 657 AM, last hour of Heart to Heart. And with myself and Poputini this wonderful afternoon, we are hosting Kenzo Africa. I'm Dali Womhlaba. Let's talk about your writing process. Obviously, this is not all new to you, because you write poetry, but let's talk about the process of just writing new material. People are inspired in different ways. Some will tell you, I wake up, you know, and I've got a melody, and then I record. Tinabanye, it's intentional, and that's how you write your songs. Share your experience with us.
My experience is with nature. I connect best with nature.
Nice.
And that's where I find God speaking to me and get melodies and words. And that's how awesome Dali Womhlaba came about in 2018. I was in Eastern Cape, just in the mountains there as Lalini. And I just found the melody ringing on my head, and I started recording it on my phone, and then words came, but it was incomplete because it was just the chorus. And then about 3 years after that, back in Joburg, again in the mountains. I then found other parts of the songs and edit and completed the song and just became one song. That's how I've been writing most of my music. Sometimes I'll be traveling and then I hear words, I hear melodies, and I'll sometimes stop on the side of the road and just listen to what I'm hearing and then record what I'm hearing. And it always doesn't make sense, if you understand the writing process, because when you write it, you probably don't even understand it yourself.
It doesn't even sound like a song because you're like, okay, is this really a song? Is this really going to work? But I suppose it's beautiful when you hear the end results.
Absolutely. And that takes working with genius musicians who believe in you and who are talented. And for me, it was just that, working with my music director, Cindy Sisquati, he was able to carry my vision, because I didn't want to sing outside of who I am and try to change who I am. So the way I sound, that's how I've been singing all my life. That's how I sound. I felt I needed a producer as well, Usilo Ramatu, who's been with me in this journey of music from church, who understands my sound, what I wanted from my project. And I never compromised. There were so many stages that we went through. I mean, this project should have been out about a year ago, but I felt it was not ready, and I felt I'm not liking what I'm hearing. It's not yet there. And when it got there, I was like, this is the one.
This is the one. And you took your time.
Absolutely.
And it's finally paying off, right?
Absolutely.
Beautiful, beautiful. So we are going to play it once again. It is new music. It's available. Do find it and support. I want us to talk about as well the, you know, we always have our cheerleaders in our lives, personal lives, people that are cheering us on, or that remind you of, you know, what God has gifted you with and are constantly reminding you, you know, to release or to do something about what God has given you. What have been, or who have those people been in your life?
I'm incredibly blessed. I'm one blessed human being who's surrounded by people that love me, support me, reprimand me, who are able to tell me that this is not you. Sometimes even when I think I know myself, they'll be like, we know your standards, we know your quality. I'm surrounded by such people, and most of the people are unsung heroes whom influence me, from my mentors. One of them is here in studio, who's believed in me. I'm always so blessed to be surrounded by such a man that I admire the most, who's the nation spokesperson. I won't reveal much, but he believes in me so much, who has mentored me from my communications engagement into my music and supports me wholeheartedly. And a group of friends that I work with. I don't work with people that don't share the same vision, unfortunately. And I've been blessed with such people. My friends that I make music with, they always believe in me, and my family is always there to support me. And it surprised most of them, because some of my family members never thought I can actually sing, but I do believe my mom is a greatest singer. She sings well, and she's been singing, and I think I've learned this from her, but unknowingly.
Beautiful, beautiful. It is 2:30 on Heart to Heart this afternoon, on a Friday afternoon, and we're about to play Mdaliwe Mhlaba again to Africa. This is his single. He's dropped his EP today, and it's just, it's a special day, right?
Absolutely.
And thank you for spending it with us right here on Radio Pulpit. It's really, really a beautiful. We're going to play Mdaliwe Mhlaba, make our way back and wrap things up. We're going to come back and talk about your testimony and what Christ continues to do in your life as a young man. Let's play Mdaliwe Mhlaba. Do enjoy.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Passionate about God, passionate passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Bayete Mongameli. Vas a ser de las pares, wow.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Africa on Radio Pulpit this afternoon, playing his beautiful music, new music out. He's got a brand new EP that is out. Do support particularly local music, right?
Beautiful. Absolutely.
Gospel music. Let's talk about your journey with Christ and how that was a game changer in your life.
Sure. It was the best thing ever for me. And I do believe that when the Bible says before we were formed in our mother's womb, he knew us. He spoke basically about me, and that's my life. That's a pattern of my life. That's how it's been. I have seen the hand of God in my life from just growing up in the streets of Katlong in a very impoverished background, a squatter camp, and who was raised by a single parent who was a domestic worker. My dad passed away while we were still very young, and he was just a security guard as well. But I've seen the hand of God. I've seen God providing for me. I think in my primary school and high school, that's when I suffered the most, and hence I met Christ at that time, because I would go to school barefooted without having shoes, and sometimes wear the same shirt and the same school shoes every day. Whenever I would have shoes, that those would have to last me for like 5 years. Yeah. Or so. But from the investment that I made by meeting Christ in high school, joining the student Christian organization, I've seen nothing else but the hand of God, because he then provided for me to going to varsity, and also being the last born at home from my parents, who was able to even go to varsity, the first one to go to varsity with no money, with nothing. My parents couldn't even afford to pay for my application fee, but a good Samaritan came, even there being used by God, to pay for my application.
Beautiful.
And from there, I mean, I had to use NSFAS just like any other student on my first year, but still, come my second year, I saw the hand of God, where I got a bursary from an engineering company while I was doing ICT, IT. And that for me was just a blessing. And I've seen the hand of God even there, whom has never left me. Even after that, then graduating, getting myself into the media space, it was just by chance, but I do believe it was God's intentional plan for my life, because I got into radio, I got into TV, and spaces that I never thought I could ever be.
Beautiful, beautiful God's hand that is upon your life, right?
Yes.
And would you say that situation, you know, those trying times that you speak about, drew you closer and closer to the Lord?
Absolutely, both the bad and the good times, because I do think that we need to acknowledge God even in the good times. I mean, I've experienced the goodness of the Lord, his provision, being able to drive, being able to have a license, being able to have a
That's
car,
a blessing.
A house, it's
we
a blessing, a job,
those
are blessings. I don't think we should paint God as this God who always takes care of the suffering. No, even in the good times, he's still a good God. The fact that sometimes, and most of the time, we go to bed having something on our stomach, it's a blessing on its own. The air that we breathe is a blessing on its own. We don't have to even say and limit God and objectify him with material things. We need to appreciate the things that we cannot see, because we don't know what happens when we are sleeping. So I am really grateful to say I praise God in both the good and the bad times. As the Bible says that we need to give thanks to God, because that's his perfect will for our lives. So give thanks in all circumstances at all times, and we should pray without ceasing. And I think those are the only things that can sustain a human being able to be founded on a solid foundation and having a good connection and good solid relationship with your master.
Amen. A good solid relationship with your master, with your father, is everything. It's really, really everything. We're also talking about gratitude. You know, I love the stuff that you're mentioning. having a car or driving or having a roof over your head. It's something, it's stuff we take for granted.
Having an iPhone.
Do you know what I mean? But if you've been without all of these things, you never take them for granted.
Sure.
And you know that it's a big deal. The fact that you're dropping, I was saying, the fact that you're dropping your children off and your parents had to walk you a distance if they did. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's stuff that we really need to thank God for.
In fact, my parents never owned even a single car. They don't know how to drive. But here I am. That's a blessing on its own.
Absolutely. My brother, thank you so very much. Truly, truly appreciate it. Thank you for sharing your release date on Radio Pulpit.
Thank you.
It's truly appreciated. All the best to you. But before we part ways, remind us, where can we get your music and a little bit about the people that you've worked with?
Awesome stuff. So my music is available on all digital platforms. It's gentsu.africa. Gentsu is spelled gentsu.africa, one word. And I always just want people to remember that when you go to the bathroom, it's ladies and gents. So on the gents, you just put a U. That's how simple it is. So search for me also on all social media platforms. I am gentsu.africa. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, I am gentsu.africa. And my website is www.gentsu.africa. The people that I've worked with in the album, I've already mentioned, it's the incredible producer Silo Ramatu, who's believed in me, sacrificed everything for me and believed in my talent even when I didn't see or recognize how far I can go. And also Msindisi Sisqwati, the musical director that I've worked with, and also the incredible band that I have. I mean, on the drums I have Tato Rapapani, who also played for Joya Celebration. I grew up with him and he believes in me so much. I have Sponga on lead, I have Roman on bass, and I have also the incredible musicians Nonkosi, Kumalo, Sihle Kubeka, as well as Refilwe Mukwena on the vocals. So that's my team.
Beautiful, beautiful. I think I know Refilwe.
Yes.
I've actually worked with her before.
Amazing.
On my stuff. So nice one. Oh, because you are from the east of the Rand.
Yes, I'm from the east of the Rand, so you will know.
Yeah, no, as the late Sibukaleni would say, the land of the wise.
Yes,
the land of the wise.
It's really nice that people that we grow up with, we actually get to work with even when we are older. So I really love the support and the unity that we have amongst ourselves as musicians, and also just supporting one another as the body of Christ. I love what is happening.
Beautiful. My brother, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really, really appreciate it. His music is available on all digital platforms, right?
So yes,
all digital
absolutely.
Platforms. Do show him some love. His music is available on digital platforms. Properly celebrate him. Celebrate him by downloading his music. That's exactly what I'm going to do as well on my phone.
Thank you.
Download, and that's how we will show you some love and support. Let's go this way so that we can make our way back right here on Heart to Heart on Radio Pulpit.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.